Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos with Sister Amen.
Hello, everyone. Hopefully, you're all doing well.
Sister Amen, did the storm pass?
It did.
Yeah, we had a really, really nasty, rainy day. We hope you're all doing well. We had a stormy day, tornado warnings and everything here. So it was just a, we call it a hunker down van day, worked online, and it was nice, peaceful.
Yeah. Went to the marketplace and...
Yeah. And we got some things done online.
Oh,
and
I had a nice walk in the morning before the rain hit.
Oh, yeah, Sister Amen.
Gave some gospel cards out. Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, you had a nice long walk. Tell us about the dog, Sister Amen.
Oh, so I'm walking down the street. First of all, we were parked at Walmart, and about a little over a mile away was a grocery store. And so Brother Tupos and I talked about it. There's a sidewalk, goes down a busy road.
Yeah, it's a nice safe town.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I said, maybe I'll walk down there if you want to meet me down there, and then we'll just do our day. So I started walking. There was a man ahead of me, and I kind of was walking faster than him, and I gave him a gospel card, and he thanked me for it. And then I got further, and I'm standing on the corner getting ready to cross when I see a great big, huge dog. I don't even know what you call those things. They got a massive head on him and a big body, and he was all mangy. And he was standing on the corner, and I was looking at him, and there was a man in the parking lot, and I was pointing at the dog and pointing at him, well, like, is that yours? And he just kind of looked at me. And a woman in the salon come walking out, and she told me that the dog had been in the town for years, and he'll just walk away when I pass. So I trusted her, but I gave her a gospel card, and she
nice.
Thanked me for it. So
you tried to take a picture of the dog, but he was gone when we drove by.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a busy, rainy, wet, stormy day, but praise God, the worst of the storms didn't pass over us. And so, again, we worked online. I had to answer an email today from some people that we used to be united to. It needed to be done. And so on my heart and my mind today was, I thought we'd talk about answering emails. You ready, Sister Amen?
Yeah.
Let me read a scripture verse. Proverbs 2:2. So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. So I think the Lord tells us to walk in wisdom, be wise as serpents, gentle as doves. So we want to talk about today in wisdom, how to deal with emails. Now, most people don't have our situation. We're online. Our website goes all over the world. We get emails from people. So we've constantly got to be weaving in and out of, what's this email? Who is it? How should we answer it?
Yeah.
Should we answer it?
Yep.
And so it's very important to us. Maybe not so much to you, but maybe this will still edify you. Maybe you got troublesome relatives, troublesome friends, people that email you. Maybe you get spam.
Yeah.
And use wisdom in how to answer emails. What do you think about this topic, Sister Amen?
Well, I was thinking about it. I have, like, it isn't all-inclusive, but I have, like, three main kinds of emails we get.
And this is mostly, is this aimed at women you're talking about, or is this for anything?
No, I just meant in general on this
part.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, so if you, sometimes, I'm sorry, I'm getting confused here. Sometimes we get emails that look like it's from a seeker.
Right.
And how we tell that, usually, I mean, you can kind of see it a little bit. It's well thought out. It's thorough. It has scripture. It has a little bit of maybe their past.
Asking questions.
Questions. Like the first one they send us seems like somebody you could like almost have a conversation with if you were
face
to face. Yeah. And then mockers, they usually start out with, oftentimes they'll agree just enough to say, I agree with this and this, and then they go ahead and tear down truth in every other area and shred it.
Or they'll say things like, I want you to answer these questions for me, and you can tell, look for tone. Tone is really important, and they can definitely deceive you with having a good tone and then end up being false, but you can weed that out quickly.
Right, and those guys, or people, not guys. When I say guys, I meant, that's inclusive men, women, people, whatever. They kind of like having the conversations back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. They like to argue back and forth.
Go down rabbit trails.
Yeah, all kinds of things. And then we get the drive-by shooter that shoots an email with wicked content and they never come back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I think those are like
sometimes
generally
they lure you in. Now, speak to the women. We get emails from women, and women will ask certain questions. Sometimes it's accusatory. And usually how we handle women is one of the first things we ask.
Well, first, we share the gospel with them, and then we say, do you have a believing husband?
Right. And that usually cuts about 90% of them off. They go running away.
Yeah.
Because they're outside of dealing with their husband doing this stuff, and they don't want to have to answer and they just run off. So that's a good way, because that's a troublesome person, because if they have a believing husband, he should be involved in the email in some way, shape, or form. So we believe that. And then Sister Amin gave a key. We always, if we're going to answer an email, we always start with the gospel. So somebody emails about head coverings. Somebody emails about our website issue. Somebody emails, hey, why do you live in a van? We always say, hey, we'd love to answer questions. First, let's talk about the gospel. Why do we do that, Sister Amin?
Because without that foundation on Christ and the gospel, all those answers to those questions mean nothing.
So the gospel, and we never get far from it, whether we're in the streets or on emails or anything, the gospel lays the foundation, as Sister Amin said, and it tells us, is this person really seeking truth? Because if they're seeking truth, they'll love to talk about the gospel. If they say, I don't want to talk about that, just answer my question. We pretty much know who they are. And we say, our website's there for you. I don't think you're a seeker. And remember, there's a little thing called a block feature. If you remember this, it's going to, especially if you get a lot of emails, if you're ever in ministry or you just get involved with a lot of emails, there's a block feature. And we'll talk about being at peace with people and how that block feature can come into play in that. But
yeah, and something I was thinking about is, you know, when we're on the streets and we're dealing with people face to face, we don't go on forever with a mocker or somebody who's not looking for truth.
Right.
We're only going to go on a certain distance with them. And same with email. Yep. Just because it's an email and you can't see face to face doesn't mean they get to go on longer, back and forth, back and forth, because here's where I was going. It doesn't redeem the time.
Amen.
Ephesians 5, 15 through 17. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And so, if we spend too much time on these people, especially everything is long distance, so we're not going to spend a whole lot of time anyway.
And Satan has a ton of workers that come.
99.9% of everybody.
Time wasters, mockers, accusers.
Okay, even these, talking about women, will come and they'll talk, and women sometimes will be more agreeable on this and that, and they'll go for a long ways, but then you gotta, like, I gotta keep zeroing in. If they're claiming to be of Christ and they claim to have a testimony and we've gone over the gospel, and if I'm trying to help them, like, get to personal holiness, they like to jump over that and dodge over that.
Yep.
But we don't let them, and cut that short pretty quick.
And here's a key. Just like in conversations, if you're witnessing in the streets, you want to get the gospel out, steer the conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Emails, you've got to steer the conversation. You be the one with wisdom, because you're probably the one, if you're a saint out there we're talking to, you're the born-again person. You want to steer the conversation to where it needs to go, the gospel, helping them in truth and eternal things. You let people that are worldly and mockers steer the conversation, it's all over the place.
Right, and like I was talking about, because we've been talking about it, long distance, you can only do so much anyway.
Yeah, that's why we have given up our policy on, other than in extreme cases of someone we know, long distance, we just don't go there anymore. We focus on face-to-face. We focus on our own ministry. And I just wanted to talk about, so I started this saying today I had to answer an email from a person we were united to. They had a bunch of lies in it. So I answered the email and documented it and put it on our website as a teaching moment for everybody. That had to be done. But also today, I got a novel of an email from a man that I met out witnessing at a Walmart. And it's interesting. Face to face, this guy had very little to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets on email and he sends me this novel, and I wouldn't even go into it, a whole bunch of weird things about feminism taking over the church, which is true. And he had attacks by feminist people armed with guns and all this crazy stuff. But then he started lacing in things like, well, I don't know why you fear God. I don't fear God. And
he said, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, and he didn't use any Bible verses. And it's like, this is the kind of one where you look at it and go, not redeem the time. It's not good. He's more of a mocker. He's an intellectualist, not interested in seeking the truth of God's word. This is one that, if I acknowledge at all, will say, you know what? Our website's there for you. Hope you strive on in the things of God.
Yeah.
And then that is how I can have peace with that man. Send him off to our website, not go back, not argue, not waste time. I got lots of other things to do than waste time with somebody that doesn't believe in fearing God.
Right.
And so we have to use great wisdom as we do this. So that email won't get answered. It just wasn't wise. The other thing I want to say is we stand outside churches and afterwards we get emails and we have to discern, are they seekers or are they mockers or are they people that are just coming to waste our time? And I got one the other day from a young man who was asking about baptism. And I thought, okay, maybe he's a seeker. I'll give him a chance. I suspected what he was. Within two emails, he attacked us and said, he attacked me with words saying that we are bullies to the church and all this kind of thing. He got outside of scripture. And I said, you know what? Here's the gospel. Here's our website. You're not interested in truth. And I cut him loose. And guess what? I'm at peace with that man today because I turned him loose to our website to let him go what he wants to do, what he wants to do, and I'm doing what I want to do. Paul said, have peace with all men, however possible, if it lies within you. Yeah. Is it always possible to have peace, Sister Drummond?
Well, in many ways it is, but not always.
I mean, you can't have peace as in communication, but you can have peace by letting go and having peace with silence.
And not having the contention go on.
Yep. Like a husband and wife, if they got into an argument that they can't solve, rather than continuing arguing, they could say, let's stop. Let's be at peace for right now. And we'll come back to that and we'll figure out another time. They didn't solve anything, but they're at peace.
Yeah, peace doesn't always mean everything is right.
No.
What it means is the contention isn't going on, is what we're talking about.
Yeah, amen, amen. So it's just wise to know when to answer emails, when not to answer emails. Proverbs 9:8, reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, he'll love thee. That's a good scripture verse for this because you try to correct a mocker and it just goes on and on and on. You correct a seeker and they go, thank you for that. I'm going to look into that. Mm-hmm. And you have to discern and try to find who is who. And if 100 people come to you, I can promise you about 99.9% of them are mockers, haters, time wasters, this, all those other things. They're not seekers. That's just a fact. Jesus said few.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't know if you had something.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking about, like, for example, you know, we do welcome questions.
Oh, we love
from
them.
People. But, like we talked about, questions, we don't really want to just answer somebody's question if we don't know anything about the person because they might not even be born again or have no clue about the gospel or anything. So we've established that, and then we have to take them at their word since we're not face-to-face. We just take them at their word or whatever, and the Lord will trust them. And then we try to help them with the question, maybe put it as a teaching on the internet so everybody can see it.
Can I give you an example? Not long ago, a man contacted me talking about tunics. I took him to the gospel, found out he doesn't even believe Jesus is God. Now, what good would it have done for me to teach him all about the theology of tunics, and I would have left him at he didn't even have the biblical gospel, didn't think Jesus is God. That's the kind of stuff we're talking about here.
Yeah, so I have an example of a woman who has emailed us, and she claims to be born again, agrees with the gospel, but there was a lot of other issues in her life she needed a lot of work on. And she was lovingly sent on to go work on those.
Amen.
And our website's there. But not long ago, we received a question from her. And so that was answered because we'll take her at her testimony.
Right.
And it was a simple question that was answered by sending some links to some articles and things. And then that's our love offering. We're not united in anything because we don't know. It's long distance.
And she lives on the other side of the world.
Yeah, but we still love and help and encourage people.
We edify Hebrews 3:13 every day.
Yep. So we will take questions, but we're going to go over the gospel first.
Well, and we're going to take questions and we're going to decide what questions we're going to answer.
Yeah,
or
you're gonna go there. Yep.
We're going to answer questions with questions. Like we were in a marketplace the other day with Brother Kuo and a man who I could tell had an attitude, saw our van and said, this was in person, and he said, why are all the churches lying? Well, first of all, he's not very discerning. Does our sign say all the churches are lying?
No, we get that all the time.
It says churches are lying. Now, the truth is, we haven't found one that doesn't lie, but it doesn't say all churches are lying. It says churches are lying. And he had an attitude, and I basically said to him when he asked me that question, I said, I'll answer your question with a question. I said, do I have to answer every question you ask me? I kind of fired it back at him, and it didn't go well. I ended up rebuking him because he started acting all fleshly and sent him on his way. So if he was on email, that's exactly how I would have handled it. And we got to be careful that we're not ready. Here's a big one, casting our pearls. Our Lord said, do not cast your pearls. If you send pearls to mockers, you're basically sinning against what the Lord told us not to do.
Yeah, we have to be very careful.
We don't want to be doing that. So I just wanted to talk about that today. We wanted to talk about it. Some advice. Decide, try to decipher if a person's a mocker or a seeker. You might, if you think they're a seeker, you might have to go with them a little bit. Always start with the gospel to see if they're willing to talk about it. See where it goes. And as soon as they start turning into a time waster, a mocker, they don't want the gospel, they don't want the truth, they're trampling, be ready to use that block button and say, I think I'll leave you right there. In our case, we say, here's our website for you. We use the block button, and that gives us peace. That sends them on their way. There's no ready. We remove contention. Mm-hmm. We remove strife.
Yep.
And we say, peace be with you. There's our website. And we go on our way.
Right.
We've gotten really good at that. For a long time, I wasn't good at that. And I've gotten much better at that.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I get busier in ministry, I just don't have time. You know, if I let every mocker that emails me take a piece of me, I got no time for my wife or a brother or sister or study or anything else.
Yeah, it's not redeeming the time.
Yeah, and some people live on that strife. They like it.
They do, yeah.
You get these guys organizing debates, like a guy recently challenged me to a debate. I said, I don't do set up debates on shows with heretics that won't come out of their sin. And you get people that want to just get YouTube clicks and clicks on the internet, and they want to debate. They want to go back and have contentious emails. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested in that. I want to contend for the faith. And to me, what does that mean? If I said that to you, Sister Armin, what does that mean? Contend for the faith.
Standing for the truth.
Right.
And rightly dividing it.
Yep. And that means helping seekers, contending for the truth with seekers, but contending for the truth against false teachers, warning, marking them, and avoiding them, but not going on with mockers and casting our pearls before them.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, wow, we wouldn't get anything else done if that was the case. Because there are some people, wow, I'll tell you, there's some of those people who are contending against the faith, and they put forth a lot of effort, and the emails are a mile long, a bunch of heresy.
If they put that much effort in the gospel, they'd go a long way.
Oh, yeah, right.
And so just some thoughts on email etiquette, but is this not true? The email etiquette and the wisdom that we use in that can be used for face-to-face.
Oh, yeah.
On a phone call and on Facebook Messenger, all of that. So use all of these same things and be discerning. Ask the Lord for wisdom and look for people that are seekers. Start with the gospel. Don't go along with mockers, those type of things. Just basic good email and relationship etiquette. Anything else, Sister Armin?
Yeah, I guess I would say this. You know, God's not a respecter of persons. So when it comes to discerning people, male or female, we don't soften up for women.
Ooh, some of the worst ones are the women.
Yeah. I mean, I'll treat a woman with love, but yet I'm going to be just as hard with her and say just the same things as Brother Tupos with a man.
Amen.
I mean, if they're going to be pushing against the truth and contending it.
Yeah, the truth, love tells the truth.
It does.
And so if they need to be told, you need a rebuke, you're going to lose your soul unless you repent, they need to hear that.
Right, amen.
And we're the ones that are going to tell them, because I always tell people in the streets, the media is not telling you the truth, the pastors aren't, the schools aren't, the colleges aren't, the newspapers not, the TV shows aren't, the media, the sports, the entertainment's not, the churches aren't. Who's going to tell you the truth? The biblical street preachers preaching sound doctrine and the gospel. If we don't tell people the truth, Sister Armin, who's going to tell them the truth? If we don't call them to repentance, who's going to do it?
Right.
If we don't warn them about the wrath that's coming, who's going to do it?
Right.
Nobody is.
And you know what's awesome about what the Lord has allowed us to do with our website is put so much out there that even when somebody's cut off, mocker, maybe somebody's disfellowshipped with, maybe somebody's not quite there and they're just seeking, but yet they're trying to waste your time or whatever, we're still loving every single one of them.
Yeah.
By pouring out.
That's
on the
a great
website.
Point. We just stood out at two churches this weekend. A couple of the leaders came out. They wanted to pray with us. I said, we don't pray with you. They prayed on the corner. Jesus said, don't do that. And I told them, I said, our testing is up to help you. Go test yourself.
Yeah.
So we even love the people that we think are major heretics. We put it. I always, like I tell Brother Kuo, I said, we're like the guys that are caterers. We go. We prepare the meal, we bring the table, we set the table, we ring the dinner bell, and we go, come, here's the food, eat. So the example of that is we go and study, we test all things, we put a testing up, we put it on the internet, we bring it to them and stand on the curb and go, here's what you're doing wrong and sinful. You need to repent of this. And the whole table is set for them to come feast on truth.
Right.
The only thing left to do is for us to chew it up and spit it in their mouth. And we don't do that. They have to do that.
Yep.
They have to do that.
Yeah.
So just some thoughts on that. And I did have a closing. Any other thoughts, Sister Armin, before I read my closing verse?
Well, I had a verse to
read. Go for it.
It's the one.
We love the Word of God.
It's the verse right before the one you just read.
The verse right
before. Proverbs 9:7.
Okay.
He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man get himself a blot.
Yeah.
So it goes right along with what you were talking
about. Yeah, it does.
You
know, got to use wisdom in this whole.
Your time on it.
Yeah, this whole email thing. I wanted to read James 3:17-18. This is what you got to ask the Lord for. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. So think about that. Seeking wisdom from the Father and then peace. It's not always a big, hugging, loving kumbaya. It can be ending strife, ending contention, ending a bad relationship, ending a bad situation, and say, I'll pray for you. You can pray for me. In our case, here's our website. Go in peace.
Yeah, we're still loving everybody that way.
It doesn't mean and we don't love peaceful, them just because you can't get along with them.
Right.
So ponder all that. Mm-hmm. Peace is definitely the way to go. Oftentimes, it means ending communication and everyone going their own way. Maybe someday that could change if you're not long distance, or maybe it'll never change. But we know here on this earth, you're not always going to have perfect relationships. You're not always going to have things the way you want it to be. But we can walk in peace and we can walk in truth. And actually, we can actually love too, because we're even supposed to love our enemies.
Oh, yeah.
So I love these false teachers when I rebuke them.
Yeah, we want for none to perish just like God.
Yeah. Amen. So I guess that's our thoughts on basic communication, email communication. Anything else, Sister Ellen, before we close out?
No, I think we covered it. Using wisdom, redeeming the time,
yep.
Loving our enemies, loving our neighbor, loving everybody.
Stay close to the gospel.
Yeah.
Don't go down rabbit trails.
Yeah. Got to be very careful with it.
Yeah, and use great wisdom.
Amen.
So we hope that blessed you. And tomorrow, I don't know what our day is going to be tomorrow. It's going to depend on the weather. We might be headed down the road. We hope that you have a blessed day. Strive on and remember this, Sister Amin.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know? I know you know this. You can't hold on to Christ and the world and churchianity. You can't have Christ and the world and churchianity. You got to decide one or the other. It's like having two masters. You'll be ripped apart and you'll love one, you'll hate the other.
Right. Amen. And Amos 3:3.
Yeah. Who can walk together lest they agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're going to leave right there. Love y'all. Check out the Ecclesia page. There's some new stuff there. That email refuting I did is up, and lots of good stuff there for you.
Right.
We love y'all. Till tomorrow, if the Lord gives it to us.
Amen. Yeah, let's see.
Strive on.
May God be praised.